First of our destinations in Boston will be the North End, a neighborhood known for its famous Italian food, its fine bistros. Yet the North End, one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city of Boston, was not always such a nice place to live. Not long after America had won its independence, when Boston was a thriving seaport city, the North End had an influx of visitors, sailors from all over, sailors who were seeking distraction. You see, on board ship, sailors were never paid weekly or bi-weekly. They received all their money in one lump sum when they arrived in port, and so they would wander away from Long Wharf, the busiest wharf in the city, to find entertainment. And there were plenty in the North End who would oblige them with entertainment in the form of brothels and taverns and bars. And soon the North End was a neighborhood owned entirely by the gangs. The violence in the North End became so bad that the police were afraid to walk certain streets, why one part of the neighborhood even became known as the Murder District. But now one of those sailors who wandered into the Murder District seeking an evening's distraction found much more than that. He found the love of his life in the form of a beautiful woman who lived in this neighborhood. Whenever his ship arrived in Long Wharf, he would steal over to the North End, by the cover of night throw a few pebbles at her window, and she would come down the stairs to meet him. They would travel to the natural beaches that once lined this part of the city, to a network of caves, where they would crawl into a seaside chamber and spend a romantic evening alone together, with the waves as their serenade. But there was just one problem with this perfect romance. The lady was already married to someone else. Her husband was a very wealthy and jealous man. When he discovered his wife was being unfaithful, he hired some thugs to follow her, to spy on his house, to mark her and her young lover as they walked along the beaches, take note of which cave they crawled into. And then these industrious gentlemen, it turned out, were paid to seal up the opening of that cave. Bury the two lovers alive. The bodies remained undiscovered in that chamber for nearly 50 years. It was that long before renovations were being performed along the coast, landfill being used to extend the city of Boston, when a demolition crew, marking a cave to be lowered, discovered a man-made wall. Hoping that they might have found some pirate's treasure, they knock through the wall and shine their lights in the chamber, but instead of gold, they simply discover two skeletons, still wrapped in their final embrace.